In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
I sent that really racist thing to you, Justin, that you asked me for. I went ahead and sent it over there. I don't know why you wanted that. It's super weird, dude. But
he's got these weird requests every once in a while.
Yeah, dude. And he's wildly specific.
And right? he knows exactly who to ask.
Yeah, he's like, Mikey, do you have any videos of ethnicity girls deep-throating hot dogs? And I was like, dude, that's wildly specific. I mean, yeah, I got them because I don't kink shame, but fuck.
I believe the proper term is ethnic, not ethnicity.
Ethnicity is. I'm quoting McMurray. You take the ethnicities. what are you guys doing?
Just wondering why you started it off that way. Who knows?
You know what? That's it. I'm going to go catch myself on fire. I'll see you guys later. Jesus Christ. Oh. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Sponsors?
Speaking of sponsors, I get an update.
Oh, we get an update on
sponsors. I get an update.
Okay.
Because we just had to hit a play button now, so we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Wellness, CBD.
Well, we do a play button for the other two. We don't do a play button for a wellness because we haven't gotten confirmation that it's working.
It is. It's back up now.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So the payment processor finally got their shit taken care of. All the proper testing and everything is all up there and published and live. But there's new products. Ooh. And we have some samples inbound to us.
Yay.
Beautiful.
Because there's a new freeze gel.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this.
And it is four times more powerful than the old one.
Yeah.
The old one is 500 milligrams.
You know, I liked the tingle on my balls, but I think I still want to feel my balls.
Oh, you will. They'll just tingle a little bit more.
I don't know. I think it's going to go numb.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
will he be high as balls?
Yeah, I got the lowest highballs ever.
Yeah.
Gravity's a motherfucker.
I almost wanted to start doing the tick marks tattoos. Like
on your inside of your thigh?
Yeah, like do it like every 4 years or something, every 5 years. Just kind of see where my nuts are at.
You have to pick the same day in the summer to do it.
Oh, yeah, I know, I agree. I think it needs to be like I would probably just do like July 7th. Would be a good
give or take 5 days, but it has to be 82 degrees.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
For control.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Same time of year or similar. And it has to be the same temperature.
Okay.
Because that changes a lot.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
Oh, Warfighter's got a new discount code.
Yeah.
Use code FREE for 0% off.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
It'll take 0% off your order.
Yeah.
Use code FREE.
Okay. Justin, did you already play those things? Guys, it wouldn't be the Freedom Friends if we didn't talk about our number one sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Obviously, you guys have seen us all smoke them. We're here to talk about a quality product that everybody can enjoy. The great equalizer, as we've called it, the Warfighter Tobacco Stick. And it's not just cigars. They've got humidors, travel humidors, cutters, lighters, everything you need to get started on that journey. Check out warfightertobacco.com and use that code FTFO. Score yourself that sweet, sweet 15%. If you want to know my personal favorite, I'm a 762 Field guy. I like that Sumatra, real nice and even keeled cigar. Great for us beginner smokers, right? And I'm told that these taste even better when you're listening to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Now, back to the show. This episode is brought to you by Grill Your Ass Off. It's no secret. We're all middle-aged dudes who love barbecue. Grill Your Ass Off is our main go-to for our spices. That's what we use, man. Whether you're doing burgers on the grill, steaks, or my personal favorite, a little bit of pork belly burnt ends, right? They've got you covered on all of that. They also have salsas. They also have seasonings and spices. They got beer salts. They've got everything, man. Check them out. grillyourassoff.com/freedomfriendspodcast or use the code freedomfriendspodcast at checkout.
Yes.
Okay, you already played them.
Oh, well.
But for those good CBD products, go ahead and check out owellness.us. Go over there. Use that code FreedomFriends25. We'll get you a quarter off that order.
Get some of that new freeze gel.
Dude, I'm interested. I'm excited for it.
Me so too. Excited.
Yeah.
Any other new products? Or is it
so they got rid of a bunch of their older products because they're improving to some of the new ones. They have the new freeze gel out. And there's only one other product on the site right now. The rest of the stuff is process R&D. One of the other reasons why it took so long to get back up is so anytime a wellness gets products, they send them out for testing. For a third-party company to make sure that what's on the label is actually what's in it.
Right.
And so the first batch that they got, the actual levels, the CBD levels that were in it, weren't close to what they were supposed to be. Ah. So the whole batch got sent back. A big fuck you letter got written.
Yeah.
And then the second batch had to get made and shipped out. And then those ones had to go out to testing. And they came back with exactly what they were supposed to be.
Nice.
They probably were. The people creating the product probably weren't expecting them to to invest in the third party, because most places probably don't.
Well, but
there's a lot of mom and pop bullshit.
That's true. A lot of it depends on the states as well.
Yeah.
Wellness is based out of Massachusetts, and even though marijuana is legal there, they're very strict about a lot of stuff. And this is one of the things.
Well, they should be strict about what's on the label versus what is actually in the product.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a law written about that somewhere. Yeah.
Yep.
Probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I wish people understood what ingredients were in what they ate.
Oh, bro, we're the worst about that. Americans specifically are the worst about
that. There is so much stuff that's formulated for the U.S. market.
Can you tell me what riboflavin is?
That is illegal in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And it's the same company makes the same product, but the rest of the world, it's good for you. And in America, it's all fake bullshit.
Yeah,
it's like crazy.
Yeah,
blows my mind.
They're keeping us fat and sick, bro.
Yeah.
That's why like they frown on people like doing like home gardening and things like that. They're like, oh, it's not real organic and shit like that. You see, there's like legit lobbyists out there lobbying against people growing their own food. And it's like, fuck you, man. Yeah. Like, can you be
like hardcore like get fucked?
Yeah. Can you be more ridiculous, dude? Like, fuck off, man. Like, no, that's one of the things. Haley and I talk about it pretty often, actually. One of the things, like, when we finally settle and get our land and get our shit going, like, she wants a greenhouse.
Yeah.
Because she wants to grow food. And I was like, fuck yeah. I'm so into that.
I'm sure Haley really wants a greenhouse.
She'll probably grow that, too. Fucking weirdo. But like, it's the same reason. Yeah. It's part of the reason she started making bread. And things like that, you know what I mean? It's because
delicious,
like,
by the way.
Oh, thank you. Like, I will pass that on to her, man.
Yeah.
She started like she wanted to give it a shot, man. Bought a bread machine, and obviously the bread that I brought in today wasn't from the bread
delicious.
Machine. Like that was actual, just like she does like the because it proofs in there.
Yeah.
So she could use it as a proofer. So it like proofs and expands and all that, and then she rolls it out, flattens it out, rolls it out, and all that shit, and then fucking puts it into the deal and the loaf pan or whatever, but. Yeah, man. Like it's fucking good.
My great grandma used to make these homemade like noodles. They were like flat, about yay wide and long, like linguine.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're so good. Like she called them egg noodles. I think
I love some fresh pasta. I like egg noodles. Egg noodles
fuck.
Are delicious.
But I've been for some reason lately. I've been thinking about it, and the last time I've eaten these, I was probably 13.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I've been thinking about them lately. It's weird.
I mean, you can buy egg noodles.
I know, but
they're never going to be the same.
No, yeah. Not the same.
They're never going to be the same.
No, my grandma's were crazy good.
I do this thing called mushroom steak, where I take like a cream of mushroom soup in a crock pot with like just like some steak.
Yeah.
And just like leave it for a few hours and then put it on egg noodles.
Oh, yeah.
And it is the fucking tits.
I think that's exactly what we had, actually.
Yeah, it's an old school. Yeah. It's a super old school, cheap, easy meal.
It's like a white sauce.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I do it. It's almost like a stroganoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to do it all the time. Still do it sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And solid, man. But it was funny. Like, I mentioned that my wife's into bread now. Mm-hmm. We were laughing about it before the show. Because it's kind of like she's into bread and plants and reading. Which is like fucking welcome to your midlife crisis. Like it's the same thing we talk about with World War II and barbecue.
So
And you
so, so what's the other option, right? So you had plants, bread.
I think it's a combination.
Yeah.
I think so they kind of go combo.
I have an idea what the other one is. So this one's plants, bread, and what was the third one you said?
Plants, bread, and books.
And books. Yeah. Okay. And I think the other direction to go in is multi-level marketing. Like Mary Kay, Scentsy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. That could be it.
You know who...
I make Etsy things on my Cricut.
You know, we look at our friend's Instagram, obviously. You know who took the hardcore history route? It's Jack Mandeville.
Oh, yeah.
That guy whipping stuff out that he just knows off the cuff.
Oh, dude.
History.
Everywhere he goes, like he makes it a point to go and learn something.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's one of the things that
I like to learn shit too. The problem is I can't remember any of it.
Jack is such an interesting guy, man. He's such an interesting dude because everybody thinks that he's crazy and goofy and fucking weird and shit, which he is. But people also don't realize that is a character that he plays. He's not like that all the time.
Not all the time.
He's a brilliant dude.
He's like that a lot of the time.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's hilarious. He's a great guy to be around. He's a great friend. But he's insightful and thoughtful, and he's a good dude and incredibly intelligent. It's not just dick and fart jokes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and so many people in the veteran community think that, oh, he did a movie with a blow up doll stuck to his dick the whole time. He must be funny. And it's like, yeah, he's a funny dude. But 90% of that is character, man. Like
But he is brilliant. Like
the
history he knows is like, insane.
He got me a toy dinosaur from a gas station in Florida once.
I
still have it.
He wrote me he hand wrote me a letter once and sent it to me with a baseball card in it. Just like a random 80s baseball card. I was like, all right.
That's very 12th grade. Or no, that's like fucking it was 7th, 8th grade.
It was awesome. Grade. It was awesome, though. I appreciate it so much, right? Like, it was just little stupid shit like that. I was like, man, that's fucking funny. So, I don't know. Love that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up with that lighter you got there?
So I went to a cigar shop in Houston, or just outside of Houston, called Gil's Cigar Bar.
Yeah.
And Gil happened to be in the 101st in the same brigade that John and I were in, and just opened the cigar bar, and he gave me a lighter.
It's a pretty cool ass lighter, man.
Yeah. But
I like that it's a rest.
Yeah. So if you're in the Houston area, I believe Eric will be up there for St. Paddy's Day doing an event.
No, he's going to be up north of there.
Oh, it's there.
You know what this would be really, really good to use for? Protesting. Just light yourself on fire. It's super good.
Well, like this one. As long as you keep the lid shut while you're pouring the gasoline on yourself.
Yeah.
Because I think the problem with like a Bic lighter... is most people don't realize that gasoline's like a liquid.
Yeah. If the flint gets wet.
If the flint gets wet, even if it's gasoline,
it
might not click off.
Not the first time. It'll take, you know.
Well, you got to dry it off a little bit.
Yeah.
Usually you just run it down your jeans
a
couple times.
Yeah. What if you're in uniform, though? That'll probably work.
It would work still the same.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Totally.
It's a rookie mistake.
I wonder if anybody's ever done that.
If you just keep trying to light it with your thumb, it's a rookie mistake.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, some anarchist. Yeah. Not even know how to light a fucking fire.
Right?
Like
it's basic survival skills.
Dude.
Like, in order to stay alive, you need to learn how to make fire.
Or the opposite, sir. I mean,
Darwinism, bro. You know, you want to make an omelet.
So I was always taught that in order to make a fire, I have to clear an area to make sure, like, the fire doesn't spread somewhere else I didn't want it.
Right.
And then I had to start with kindling, smaller, you know, like wood shaving, smaller, you know, sticks and things like that.
Sure.
And get some embers going and then start adding bigger and bigger, you know, sticks.
Yeah.
But I was never taught to use like an accelerant.
No.
In case I never had it with me.
Because you're more of a log cabin fire.
Not
the teepee. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
if you use an accelerant, it works surprisingly well.
Yeah.
And if you are good enough at lighting the fire, you only need to light it one time.
That's it. Especially with an accelerant.
Yeah. I mean, you'll never need to light another fire the rest of your life.
Ever.
However long that is.
Yeah.
It's true. You can carry that with you pretty much till the end.
Yeah.
All right, we've made fun of him enough. Let's talk about it.
So if you're in the Air Force, and you feel the need to light yourself on fire,
don't.
Have a better cause than Free Palestine.
Yeah.
For Christ's sakes.
Dude.
Like, I'm sure the Israeli military took note. Yeah. They're like, you know what, guys? We ought to... This fucking redheaded kid from San Antonio.
Stationed here, not from here.
Whatever.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
Massachusetts.
Makes sense.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Redheaded 25-year-old. He really doesn't want us doing this. So we should rethink it a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take the last 2,000 years and just, you know, revamp it a little bit. This girl is on fire.
Right.
Coming to the next halftime show near you.
Right before we started recording, I thought about photoshopping her face on his body and just put this airman's on fire.
This girl is on fire.
That's good.
What did he hope to prove? What did he hope to change?
I don't know, dude. He was apparently an admitted anarchist who hated the government.
What was his MOS?
Which is funny because
he was Air Force.
Because yeah,
that's not an MOS, John.
Kind of
is to me. Oh, I'm security forces, so you're in the Air Force.
Oh, you're SF, huh?
Oh, I'm a PJ, so you're in the Air Force. It's not true. Shout out to my PJs. Those guys are all right. It's in the Air Force. I like that. That works. Fuck.
What rank was he?
Senior airman.
I'm looking it up. Right, I think now.
That's E3.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think senior airman is E4.
Yeah, it's E4.
It's 25, so that makes sense. It's about
Jesus. So,
I was a fucking staff sergeant, but that was an E6 by the way.
In order to advance into E5 and above in the Air Force, you essentially have to pass a test. It's not like the Army where you have to get enough points and go to a board and do all this fun shit. You have to go to a board once you get, you know, the upper leadership and senior NCOs.
No.
So if this dude is 25 years old and he was an E4, he's really bad at taking tests.
Well, he might have got in.
I mean, yeah, he could have joined at like fucking 22 or something.
Yeah. He joined in 2020, and according to his LinkedIn page, he graduated at the top of his class.
In the MOS.
Yeah, because his LinkedIn page is a good fucking reference.
Would you put that you were the top of your basic training class on your LinkedIn page?
Well, John, I couldn't because I wasn't.
I mean, I wasn't either. But if you were.
I'm going to put top of my SOTIC class.
Here's the question. What constitutes the top of your class in basic training?
Well, honor grad, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could say honor grad. I don't think that's top of the class, though.
But what else is?
Yeah. Like, you don't have, like, a second place honor grad.
We kind of do. We have a company honor man and a fucking, like, a, what was it? There's, like, a company honor man and a series honor man.
We had high PT. What else did we have? High PT score. We had honor grad.
I think that was it.
See,
we had high PT score too.
So each one of our platoons gets an honor grad too. Like, whoever graduates guide is considered the honor grad.
Well, I think each of our companies had an honor grad.
How big is your guys' basic training companies? Like, how many platoons are in a company?
We had four.
Three.
And there were,
but we had,
I don't know, six. Well, I think we started basic with like 60 people per platoon.
We had three platoons. But there was, we had three platoons as a company.
Yeah, maybe 50.
Mine was bigger than yours, though, but substantially. Because we had like about 90 per platoon, and had six platoons in a company.
Yeah.
But we have lead series and follow series.
I don't know how many we had in a platoon. What's
Yeah, but so, okay, so you had that many people.
Basic training.
And you gotta think, though, we only have two basic trainings in the country.
So you had, that's it. So that's one coast is that many people, and the other coast is that many people.
Yeah.
See, we had, like, I don't even know, 10 brigades, and each brigade had battalions. Well, battalions were broken down into companies.
No, we had, like, 10 battalions.
Yeah.
There are 60 trainees per platoon.
60 trainees. 60. And three platoons per company. And
Probably
three companies.
Aaron Bushnell was a senior airman.
Yep.
And he was a cyber defense operations specialist.
Makes sense.
Stationed outside of Lackland.
Okay.
Or out of Lackland, sorry.
Yeah.
Drove to D.C. and lit himself on fire to free Palestine.
Did he drive or did he fly?
Whatever.
Not sure. Did he book a round trip?
See, because that actually tells
tells so much.
That's telling. Yeah. That's telling.
Like, so before the show, we were having a debate about this. And I don't believe that he understood what was going to happen once he lit that lighter.
I think he did it because he waited until there were first responders close to him and then did it, thinking that he would be put out really fast. And my favorite thing in the fucking world is that cop drew his gun instead of a fire extinguisher.
Well, I think it's fire extinguisher isn't part of their uniform.
Yeah, it's not like they carry that on them.
I mean, so now the hardest thing for that cop,
there's two ways to put him out, I guess.
The hardest thing for that cop is, do I let him suffer? Do I put him out of his misery?
Oh, you can't shoot him as a cop. You have to let him burn, or you're going to go to jail.
Which sucks.
No, like, you can't, as a cop, that's not...
You can't make that decision.
No, you can't go to court and say, he was really suffering, I put him out of his misery.
Yeah. If it was a dog, you could, but you can't do it to an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, if you were a civilian, and you saw this, and you walked up, and you just shot the dude, do you think that you could be like...
No. You're going to jail.
Yeah, that's not a defense.
No.
You're a murderer.
Yeah. No.
100%. You're a murderer.
But literally, if I was,
that's like saying mercy killings are okay.
Say you were walking by.
Yeah.
And you saw this go down. Would you like try to help?
What are you going to do?
I mean,
go pee on him?
Say you were carrying a blanket.
If I was carrying a blanket and I happened to be there, yeah, I'd try to put him out. Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like throw a blanket on him and at least try to snuff it out. Problem is that he used an accelerant. It's not going to do anything until that accelerant burns up.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I don't know if that's true. Like, I think you can put a blanket over an accelerant.
Well, I mean, have you ever put like hand sanitizer in hand and lit it?
No, because I'm not retarded.
Nope.
No. Okay. Well, I'm a moron. Okay. So you put like hand sanitizer and shit. It doesn't burn your hand because it burns the fucking accelerant. Yeah. Right. Well, if it's soaked into your clothes, it burns the accelerant first. And then that heat fucking transfers. Right.
Yeah.
So if you smother it before then, the accelerant's still going to go until you get it smothered. Right. I'd assume.
I don't think so. I think you can stop an accelerant by smothering it.
Well, yeah, because it needs oxygen. Yeah, it needs oxygen to breathe, sure.
But either way, like, a cop, there's no way a cop could shoot this kid
to
put him out of his misery.
And the blankets they carry are made of fucking aluminum foil. You're just going to make him into a potato.
You know, one of my favorite ways to do potatoes is I'll dice them up. Right. I'll put Lowry's seasoning salt. I haven't done it in a minute, but Lowry's seasoning salt, and I'll cut up like onions and mushrooms and put it in there too.
Yeah.
And then Robusto Italian dressing.
Okay.
And you put it in like, make like a little tinfoil boat and you cover all the shit with dressing, and then you put a tinfoil cover on it, close all the edges so it's like airtight, throw it on a grill.
Yeah.
Right. About 15, 20 minutes in, flip the whole tinfoil, let it go for another 15, 20 minutes. You pull it out, and it's amazing because it soaks in all the flavor, but it kind of like semi boils it in the dressing.
Mm.
So if you would have done that to him,
we were talking like, I went into the basic wild on firefighting, right?
Yeah.
And you have an emergency fire blanket.
Yeah.
Which is literally tinfoil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like,
it's to reflect the heat, not stop it.
Like, I would rather just be charbroiled than I would think
be boiled,
potatoed.
So, because here's the thing, right? Like at a certain point, your nerve endings get burned off. Like every burn victim I know has told me that after a while, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because your nerve endings are gone. Now it's just like, oh, my hand's gone. but I don't feel it.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing.
Well, I think back to the question, do we think the kid thought he was going to die?
I don't think he did.
I think he had to have thought that.
Unless, but yeah, because you think he was just suicidal.
I think he was suicidal. And I think he had to have thought that, because you're not going to do this for attention, because you have to know, anybody with a reasonable mind at all would have to know that if you lit yourself on fire and didn't die, that it was probably going to be the most excruciatingly painful thing ever. And you would be permanently scarred for life.
If you're lighting yourself on fire, you already do not have a reasonable mind.
Well, this is true. But I think he did it with every intention of dying.
Just killing himself?
Yeah.
So I double checked the video, and from the time he lights himself on fire to the time someone shows up with a fire extinguisher is only like 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't.
Did they use the fire extinguisher?
Yeah. They hit him with the fire extinguisher right away, and it was only 60 seconds, but even by.
And now he's got cancer. Sue him. Sue that person.
But like, I feel like even 60 seconds on fire, because I think they said they took him to the hospital and he was just in critical condition. Like your survival rate is probably not great after being on fire for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with
gas. And there was like, I think like a minute and a half later is when EMT show up and they've got the bag and everything and they're about to start working on him. So it wasn't like he was there for a long time.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
I would have guessed it would take.
That's why I'm with John on this. I don't think he knew what was going to happen. I think he waited until he knew there was going to be people there to help him. You know, and like, I think he was just a fucking idiot kid who made a stupid decision. He wanted attention, maybe not for himself. Maybe it was a legit protest. Maybe, you know, like,
yeah.
But I think he did it to be a martyr, you know. But I think he had every intention of living through it. So he could be like, I did this for fucking Palestine.
When we were talking about this story initially earlier this week, I asked what his name was because I assumed he was Arab standing up for Palestine.
Fucking racist.
Well, I did, right? Like, and then I found out he's a 25-year-old
ginger
redheaded kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't understand the fucking commitment to this fucking bit. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
Well, I mean, because mental illness transcends fucking cultures, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, and that's really what this was, I think. It's just fucking, it's a mental illness problem, you know? I would rather him do it to himself than a school.
Justin's dying over there for something.
So I'm Googling pictures.
The amount of memes you're seeing right now is probably glorious.
No. So they had a vigil for him. Is it fucked up that they had candles? I'm sorry.
Dude, I want to do like a claymation remake of it with a G.I. Joe.
I'm picturing this scene from Indiana Jones.
Well, he just melts. Where he just melts. Oh, I'm making that meme right now.
Well, the thing I was talking to Scott about this too. Like when it first landed, and what confused me is, so usually when there's a protest, right? They say, hey, we want this to change. And if you're doing it the right way, it's usually, and we want it to change in this way, like lay out a plan. Mm-hmm. And I fail to see. He just was like, no, I want this. And now I'm going to light myself on fire. Like,
I want this so bad. I'm not going to see it through.
Yeah.
I just can't comprehend lighting yourself on fire. One, what a terrible way to go out.
There's a terrible way to go for sure.
You know?
So what would be, in your guys' opinion, what would be a way to protest actually?
So instead of you're lighting yourself on fire, you take Rain-X, right? And you have, say, a clear background like this.
Yeah.
And you spell out something like Free Palestine in Rain-X.
Yeah.
And then you put the shotgun in your mouth and you paint, and you paint that wall. And then in the red, it just says what you want it to say. Like, that would be a better way than lighting yourself on fire.
Scotty, I think you're onto something, bro. Like, fucking A, man.
Would that be considered abstract art?
Rain-X, give us money.
That took the biggest turn.
I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, and then you get like a hose and you spray the a shaka?
Yeah.
Oh, a shaka. Yeah. Oh, I get it. Are you still trying to make your meme?
Let's see.
What do you think?
I like it a lot.
Yeah. All right. So, Justin's coming to you so you can throw it up.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know. Like protesting, I don't know that I think a much better way to do a protest.
I don't know if you could better than what you just said.
I mean, that's pretty epic.
That's pretty solid. Yeah.
It's better than light yourself on fire, a little more creative.
Right.
Loser. No, I think a better way to like.
That's like that movie Constantine when they leave like messages and breath on the window, only with blood and radar.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant, man.
You're welcome. I think a better way for like to have a discourse about it, to talk about it, right? Like get on a podcast. Like I think if you are an airman, if you're a seaman, if you're a Marine, if you're in the Army, a Space Force dude, and you're thinking about lighting yourself on fire,
give us a call.
Give us a call. We'll put you right here in this fucking chair.
Yep.
And we'll have a debate about what it is you think you want to light yourself on fire about.
As long as you don't smell like gasoline when you walk through the front door.
That's
true. Yeah, we have open flames here.
Yeah.
You know,
we have lighters that work.
But what I'll do is solid. I'll have the Rain-X and I'll have whatever it is you're protesting in the background. So at the end of the show, if we don't have a better solution to your problem than lighting yourself on fire, you know.
Justin, we can still live stream, right?
Not after that.
But before that.
Before that, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, that was retarded. Don't light yourself on fire. Don't light yourself on fire.
Yeah.
Your parents are disappointed in you. Like
as soon as I saw it, I just thought of that. Remember that meme a few years ago, they finna drag you? That's all I thought. I was like, oh, the internet's going to get a hold of this kid. That's going to be amazing.
So I was reading an article about it, and apparently he has been referred to as the airman a la flambe.
I like it.
I mean, it sucks to laugh.
It does. It does suck.
But
you know what? I'm going to laugh at you. Don't light yourself on fire. That's like, stupid.
Darwin was correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, like, you know, I'm trying to picture him like thinking this through in his head, you know, like, oh, everybody's really going to take notice of the atrocities in Palestine. Right.
I mean, look how well it worked in Vietnam.
No, that's not what we're thinking about. We're thinking you're dumb.
Look how well it worked in Vietnam.
Hey, man.
That famous monk lit himself on fire in Saigon.
Monk took it like a G.
Right? Didn't scream anything, but everyone knew what he was protesting.
Yeah.
And he was protesting the U.S. helping the South Vietnamese against the North Vietnamese and the Buddhists that lived there.
Well, it wasn't about the war, right? It was about the
Buddhist
people there being
persecuted by
I don't know if you've ever met a Buddhist, not real into warfare.
No.
Like pretty chill guys.
But the U.S. was backing South Vietnam.
Yeah.
And after this happened, JFK decided to increase the troop level in Vietnam. So what this guy was protesting for did the absolute opposite.
Dude, that's often the case.
And though, I think the monk was probably one of the first, right?
Well, so there were others that followed after him, but I believe he was the first that was doing it on a large scale like that.
Like,
you know what I mean?
With media and in the modern
world. Yeah.
Right. I'm sure somebody has in the past.
You know, this
but like, this, like you gotta be creative and come up with the first. You can't be the third guy, fourth guy, fifth guy to do something.
Like this is what, like, do you remember the Women's March that they did on Inauguration Day in 2020?
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah. Like not 2020. It was in 2017. Do you remember that? Remember the woman's march?
I don't remember what it was.
With the pussy hats and all that shit.
I love that you were asking him.
I was like, here we go.
It is the start of Women's History Month.
I figured he knew because, you know, fucking probably chapter two in his book. But anyways,
what was it about? I don't remember.
I remember I was bartending like about a month before that, and I was here in San Antonio.
In a second,
and I was bartending, and they were like, I was talking to this girl. It was a fundraiser to send a bunch of women to the women's rights march.
I don't think it was a rights thing, was it?
Well, I was like, oh, that's great.
Which one are you talking about?
It would have been 2017.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Hold on.
They did it the week of the inauguration of Donald Trump.
The women's 2017, the women's march on Washington.
Yeah.
Nearly 500,000 people, mostly women, marched down the streets of Washington, D.C. on January 21st, 2017.
Yep.
To show support for women's rights and demonstrate against newly elected President Donald Trump.
That's my beef right there.
Millions of other people took part in similar protests around the world that day.
So that was my beef. And I was talking to this girl, this young lady, and she was one of the organizers of this event that I was bartending. And I was like, what are you guys raising funds for? Because it was just, they just happened to be at the bar.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it's for the Women's March. And I was like, well, tell me about it. You know, and she was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's for women's rights and all this. And I was like, that's great. That's great. I was like, how can I help? You know, I was like, I'm an equalist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah. I was like, so when is it? And she's like, oh, it's going to be January 21st. And I was like, that's kind of a weird time to do a march in D.C. this year, don't you think? Because it's literally like the inauguration day. She's like, well, that's why we're doing it. And I was like, okay, so are you protesting for women's rights? Or are you protesting against the president? Because you know that there were women that voted for him too.
Yeah.
And they also are probably interested in rights, but yeah, you're alienating half of your fucking people.
Yeah.
Because you're protesting
and what rights,
the inauguration.
What rights did they?
Yeah. What do they don't have? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
and Trump had the most women employed in his cabinet.
Well,
out of anybody, I believe.
Well, the most biological women. Yes. I think Biden beat him now.
Yeah.
Cause you know, yeah, he's got a few dudes in there that
see. Like, I think the next women's rights march should be to keep men out of women's rights. I think would be a good cause, right?
Yeah,
because you know it's Women's History Month
in March. Yeah,
yeah. So what history did women create last year?
What do you mean?
Like, there was a best swimmer, not a woman.
I believe the largest weightlifting competition or the record for deadlift is now held by a trans woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woman of the year.
Yep.
Woman of the year.
Yeah. That was a couple years ago, I believe.
Yeah. No, yeah. That wasn't last year.
Yeah.
Actually, who was woman of the year last year?
But
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope it was Simone Biles.
Like, that's the kind of woman's march. I hope it is. That if I was a woman, I would be having.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll be.
Who's the Olympic swimmer that was on the same team as what's his fuck?
He wasn't an Olympic swimmer.
Who she's like, she was one of them that got like.
Oh, it was Taylor Swift.
Was woman of the year?
For 2023.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
She made $1 billion. I'll give it to her.
Makes a lot of sense.
I'll give it to her. What was the name?
She won the Super Bowl too. So
blonde chick. She's fucking great. Like, I follow her on some social media, and I don't remember her name.
I think she was a college opponent.
She was a teammate. She was Leah Thomason's teammate.
Yeah, but that was just a college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was the one that got, like, jammed from getting a medal because they let a fucking biological male, you know, fucking compete, right?
Well, and they tied.
Or something.
And gave...
Did they? No, they didn't tie.
Yeah, they tied and they both got like third and gave it to Leah instead of, or something like that. It was some shit like that. Yeah.
I don't remember that. But regardless, like that's been like her big push is like, I want to organize women to stand up for women.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I remember I was listening to something and I was like, you should meet my buddy, Scott.
Yeah. You know, everybody thinks, including my wife, that I have a beef with women. No.
So
I don't. I just want you to stand up for yourself.
You're pro woman.
Also yes, last extremely. Year, the Attitude Magazine's Woman of the Year award went to Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, that's what it was.
Like, I don't know how to slap a woman across the face harder. than to give Woman of the Year to Dylan Mulvaney. No, seriously. Like, isn't that the biggest insult you could do?
Please cut that. Please
why?
Clip that.
Why? Why? What did I say wrong? What did I say wrong?
I want that as my ringtone.
Okay. I thought you meant
I don't know how to slap a woman. Like, yeah.
It wasn't what you said. It was how you said it. It sounded like you were about to backhand a woman.
That's called dramatic effect.
Right? You nailed it.
But that is a backhand to women.
It is.
To give Dylan Mulvaney, who broke Budweiser, Woman of the Year.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fucking insult to all women.
Yeah.
Like, no woman accomplished anything more than some dude that broke Budweiser. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
You know what I think we need to do? I saw this fucking crazy ass story where this woman was complaining, and I think it was satire, but it. The fact that I had to look it up to make sure it was satire so tells you all you need to know about fucking about society these days. She was complaining that her kid identifies as a cat, and she tried to take him to the veterinarian, and the vet was like, no, your child doesn't have feline anatomy, so I can't help it. You know what I mean? So, and it's like, but there are kids out there nowadays who identify as cats and dogs and shit like that, right? Can we start beating fucking kids again?
No, you don't have to beat them.
Like, don't beat the shit out of them. Like, I'm not saying abuse them.
No.
Like, can we just start disciplining children again?
You don't. It's not even discipline.
Like,
just don't encourage the cat-like behavior, right?
Yeah.
Like, if what do you think I would do if one of my boys came in and started acting like a cat?
I know what I would do.
I would belittle the shit out of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'd cry in the corner.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is not okay to be a cat.
Yeah.
Because you're not a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to be a cat? Catch yourself on fire. Kill yourself. And maybe you'll get reincarnated as a cat.
But I mean,
if you believe in Buddha, you will be.
I don't know. You just got to, I want my kids to be who they are, right? I don't want to, I do want to influence them to be the right kind of people.
Sure.
You know, and I think my kids are great kids. They, I get complimented all the time how much my kids care about how other people feel.
You have great kids.
Right.
You do. Yeah.
And that makes me happy. Yeah. Now, my kids have issues sometimes, right? All kids do.
Sure.
Yeah. But like my kids.
But they're thoughtful.
They're thoughtful. They're kind. They're moral.
Yeah.
Just. Not very motivated to do homework a lot of times.
Well.
But either was I.
That's pretty normal.
So I understand.
That's pretty normal behavior shit.
Yeah. But.
The whole idea behind homework is bullshit.
It is.
Like, God, I pay taxes to send my kids to school to learn, not for them to come home and have to do it. Like, fuck off, man. Do it in school.
Yeah.
Use your time, teacher.
Yeah.
All right? That's your job. Like, you know, fucking teach my kid. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. Then again, I love shitting on teachers.
Yeah.
Obviously. Tracy, what's up? She gets so mad at me. It's always like,
well,
there goes Mikey fucking shitting on t-shirts again. It's like, yeah,
she has good reason.
Yeah. Oh, I make it. It's not you specifically, Tracy, but it is teachers in general with their sense of entitlement. I'm molding the minds of America. Of them don't know their own fucking gender now.
But I think that goes the same as like, people who shit on cops, right?
Yeah.
Not all cops are bad.
Of course not.
90% of them are good.
Yeah.
Same thing applies to teachers.
I know some scumbag cops, though.
Yeah. But the same thing applies to teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking A.
I can also say that the worst part is that when it's kids and they're going through that, well, unfortunately, it's the parents. And then they take it to school. And then the teachers have to walk that fine line now of, well, I can't. It's one of those things you can't talk about with the kids. Like, you just got to smile and wave. That's it.
I opened up Twitter today, or X, or whatever you want to call it, because I felt like being pissed off. So I always, whenever I feel like I need to get pissed off, I open up Twitter. And Elon Musk shared something.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is fucking crazy. And it was an organization had this individual pose as a 13-year-old kid seeking gender affirming care, and they called like this hotline, And this person that he was talking to sat there and was basically advocating for the kid to lie to his parents to, you know, oh, are your parents Trumpers? Oh, they're Trumpers, so they're racist too. Oh, okay. You know, just like, you know, doing all this shit. You know, what you could do is when you go to college, you can, you know, go to a liberal state where you can get this gender reaffirming care. And you get, and basically coaching this kid on how to fucking lie to its, his parents, his or her parents, you know, whatever. And it's like that right there is grooming.
Yeah.
You didn't even realize it, but that's exactly what everybody's fucking mad at your community about, is because you're grooming these fucking kids to make these terrible life-changing decisions that they're going to regret more than likely.
Serious question, right?
Yeah.
If one of your kids, if I'm putting myself in this place too.
Yeah.
If they legit came, if they came to you and said, hey, I really feel like I should have been born a woman and I'm a boy.
Yeah.
And I want to change, right? Like one, it would take me 2 weeks to a month to like to soak this in and really comprehend this, right?
Probably, yeah.
But then it would be like, okay, well, logically, if you really want this, right, you probably need to just act the part until you're old enough and have acted the part long enough,
yeah,
where you can make a decision that is permanent. Or that's going to affect you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But like medically or whatever, you can't make this decision until you've committed to the bit or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Right. For at least this amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, I think like just logically, I think that's how a normal person would handle the situation. But you have kids that are under 10 that can't even... They don't make any logical decisions. There's not a logical decision made.
It's like my
10 and under.
My youngest is 11. If he came to me and was like, I think I'm a girl.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, you're fucking not.
Yeah. but say they're my kid's age, 16, 17. They have some logic then, right?
Sure.
And so they're making, they come, one, it would take them, it would take a lot of balls to come to dad and tell him that.
I respect it.
Right?
I'd respect it.
So if they're coming and it's legitimate and they're not just fucking with me, because that's my first go-to would be like, all right, I'm going to fuck with you back for a couple weeks.
Yeah. John put you up to this?
Yeah. like go, you listen to this podcast, didn't you?
Go get my hedge trimmers and we'll just do it now, dude.
Yeah.
Call his bluff, dude.
Yeah. You know, but
it's
like
all fun and games so you lose your dick.
Yeah. But, you know, like I think there would be like, okay, if this is really what you think, here's some steps that you should take. And then if you still feel like this after X number of years or whatever amount of time, right? Then, you know, you're 21, you're an adult, you can make your own decisions.
Yeah. But I tell them this, once you're off my health care, handle your business, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not paying for it.
Paying for it aside, whether or not it should be done, that's the question, right? Like, you know, like, well, I would point out a lot of,
but I say that because when they fall off healthcare, 25,
yeah,
usually is right around when they fucking fall off healthcare.
I think it's 26 if they're still a dependent.
Okay. So, especially in the case of men, of boys, our frontal lobes don't fully develop until we're fucking 26.
I look back at my life and the decisions I made till I was about 25.
Questionable.
Retarded.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like all testosterone based.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just thinking with my dick.
Yeah. Well, and obviously.
My shit's dumb. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, that song illustrates me from like 17 to 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. And that's my point, right? Is it would be like, yeah, man, if you want to do this, I'll support you. I will.
Yeah.
Fucking support you.
I'm not going to quit loving you.
100%.
But I'm going to give you the best advice so you don't make a terrible mistake.
I'm going to make you take care of it when you're an adult, though.
Yeah.
Because by then, hopefully, you've come to your senses. And that would be my point, right? Be like, I'll entertain it now.
Yeah.
But you're not going to take... It would be like, it'd be worse if I had a daughter and she was like, I want to cut my tits off. I'd be like, no, you're not doing that.
I don't know if that's worse. It's just different.
I think it'd be worse for me. I think that would be worse.
Yeah.
Like, and I say that only because it's, I guess it's, I shouldn't say it's easier to transition, but it's more often than not you see an effeminate man than a fucking butch looking dude, right? Or a butch looking woman.
Yeah.
Right. Where it's like, yeah. You know, like, if you see, let's line up six trans people, three of them are women, three of them are girls, biologically,
yeah.
Or three of them are men, three of them are ladies, biologically, you know which ones are which. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty obvious, right? But I'm just saying, like, you know, it would, I think it would be like, hey, I want to get a double mastectomy. It's like, you're not doing that.
Yeah. Not until you're of age.
Not
until you can... You've lived the life and you know for certain this is what you
yeah.
You know, like it's because, yeah.
I mean, it was just fucking terrifying. But I just really think that if we started fucking beating kids again, like, I think this goes away, dude. Like, I think this goes away.
I don't know if it's beating them, but definitely if our society was more, a little more masculine, right? Like a little more old school. Old school was not bad. Like, if you can take the racism...
Old school worked pretty good for about 2,000 years.
It did. But there was like, there were some bad things, right?
Sure.
Like, take the 60s, right? But you pull out racism.
Yeah.
You pull out... You put in more equality, right?
Well, take the 80s.
Like, I raised my kids to treat everybody equal.
Take the 80s, minus cocaine.
But nobody's special, right?
Yeah.
Stop treating... people special because they're really different. Really different doesn't mean you're special, but they can still be equal.
There's a lot of kids out there who think they equate being treated really special as being unique, or they mistake uniqueness for being special, I should say.
And I think they think,
and it's okay to be unique.
And when they become unique, they think that society owes them something. Society doesn't owe you a fucking thing.
I'd agree with that.
You know?
Yeah.
The world doesn't owe you a fucking
thing. Yeah. Nothing. You are equal. You're equal to the fucking bum on the street. You're equal to the CEO that fucking runs a multi-million dollar company, right? But you're not fucking special.
No. No.
You're not fucking special.
None of us are.
What makes you special is work hard, fucking be a good person.
It's basic morality, right? You know, and I think a lot of times that's why I admittedly, we've talked about it on the show plenty of times. We're not very religious folks in our middle age, but I think that's where religion has a place. It's because it's a value structure, a structure of values.
Well, I think religion, being religious when I was younger, definitely taught me good morals.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that.
Because what is the main tenets of the major religions? Whether it's Christianity, Islam, fucking like Judaism, doesn't matter.
Yeah, treat others like you want to be treated.
Don't be a piece of shit is the fucking basis of it, man. Is don't be a dick. That's the basic fucking principle. Be a good person to everyone. Love thy neighbor. Shit like that. You know, that's basic tenets that I think anybody can get behind.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, they're religious. This woman on this fucking Twitter rant was also like, oh, they're probably religious too, huh? And all that, like, it was just super gross, man. Like, this bitch talking to this kid was fucking disgusting, and it irked me, which is why I was just like, that's enough Twitter. Like, it took all of 10 seconds for me to be like, nah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucked, man.
I don't know how we got all on this topic, but what else we got?
Why are you guys looking at me?
Well, you've been pretty
quiet. You've been quiet.
I've been looking up stuff.
Every time you're quiet, that's why. Because I know you're looking up shit.
Yeah. But I look it up and I find the answers and I'm like.
Either that or John completely disagrees with this.
Nope. Usually if I just
John wants I'm to pretty John vocal groom about your child. It. He wants to groom your child.
No. No, I was looking up why the United States changed the voting age to 18. Because it used to be 21.
Oh, really?
And then I went down a rabbit hole and I was talking about voting ages in other countries. Like when Ireland gained their independence, it was 21 for men and 30 for women.
Well, that's fucked up.
Well, it's early 1900s. And, you know,
they're not people like you and I
back then.
It's fucked up, man.
But in the 70s is when the U.S. changed from 21 to 18. And it was because of the draft in Vietnam. Yeah. And essentially, like, well, if I'm old enough to fight, yeah, I need to be old enough to vote.
So you know,
I can vote against you sending me to fucking fight.
What? Yeah. Justin, I don't know if you can look this up, but what percentage of U.S. males fought in Vietnam War?
So when they passed this, they added 10 million new voters the next year.
Yeah.
5 million of them voted.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when Pelosi was pushing the let 16-year-olds vote?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder
it's
why.
Because they need more numbers.
Yeah, but God damn it. My 16-year-olds? Like, no.
Dude, it's the same reason sanctuary cities became a thing.
So what I was getting
to, you bring more people into these sanctuary cities, which are historically left-leaning, which means they get extra fucking seats in Congress.
I know that that voting law was only upheld because of the Supreme Court's decision on it.
Okay.
So I was trying to figure out the why, if it had anything else to do besides just the draft.
Right.
Did you read the opinions on the court?
No, and all the time I just had.
Yeah.
400 pages. You were quiet for a while, man.
I know.
Maybe you got that cool speed reading autism.
I was trying. But it didn't really give a solid definition. Like, I was hoping somewhere that it was like, you know, this is at this point is when they have like the cognitive ability to be able to make decisions based off of information gathered and facts and whatnot.
It's not.
But it didn't really say anything about that because that wasn't what the case was about, because it was a lawsuit.
Well, you look at the age of voting, right? And so when somebody votes, you're usually voting on like life experience, right?
But you can't decide if you want to smoke a cigarette or not until you're 21 in this country.
I know.
No.
But if you're 8, you can decide if you want to cut your dick off.
Yeah, that's fucking batshit to me. It's so crazy.
Like, cancer, that cigarette might kill you in 50 years. But yeah, go ahead, cut your dick off and take all these hormone replacement and blockers and all this bullshit. Right. And we don't really know what the fuck is going to do to you.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had time to figure it out. But yeah, no, cool. Because you feel that way. Go for it. Yeah, you're all set. Like, well, what the fuck?
But going back to voters, right? So 18, I understand, because if you are old enough to fight and die for your country, you should be able to vote, right? If that fucking politician put you there, especially during a draft, you should have a say in that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Sure.
But if you take that part of it out, right? Because that... I asked Justin to find the percentage. That's probably a very few percentage, right? So now, back then, you were a little bit, everybody was a little more independent at an earlier age, right?
Yeah, but you had to be.
But
turnkey kids, Lasky kids.
But now, right, why should somebody who's 16 or 18 get to vote? They have... What life experience do they have to make that decision? At least at 21, you've had hopefully you've been out of the house, had a job, maybe a wife, probably maybe a kid, at 21.
Yeah.
You have enough life experience to be able to make a little bit more of an educated decision on what to vote for. I think that's my opinion. You know, I don't know. If they said to raise the voting age to 21, like, I don't know. I would still be upset about it. I think 18 is probably a good.
I think 18 is a good number.
Yeah.
But
16,
well, like,
no fucking way.
I joined the Marines at 17.
Yeah. I joined the Army at 17.
I couldn't buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
I had to have like buddies of mine buy smokes for me.
Yeah. I looked old enough so I could buy at 14.
Like, well, I mean, so did I, but like, I had this voice at 12, man.
Okay. I'm glad that I actually found this stat, right? So you were talking about the difference between 18, 21 year olds and life experience and everything like that. In today's day and age,
people don't get out of the house till 25.
Living arrangements of 18 to 24 year olds in the U.S. in 2023 were nearly 58% lived with their parents.
God damn.
Whereas approximately 5.6% lived alone.
Yeah. So I say
virgin.
If you are independent, if you are outside your parents' home at 18, you should be allowed to vote.
Yeah.
You should not be allowed to vote until you don't live with your parents. But I will concede that your parent, who has you in their house yet, I will give them an extra vote. I'll give them your vote. You're in their house.
Oh.
They get your vote.
That's an interesting take.
Right?
I mean, he's a little commie, but I get it.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, if they can't vote, they can't vote.
You know, no, I get it. I'm just hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah. It's like, you need to show me a fucking bill.
Yeah.
Just like when you go to register your fucking card. Like, I need to see a bill with your name on it.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a driver's license in a new state? Cool. Prove your residency.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. You know, I need to see a fucking electric bill or a water bill with your name on it.
Not even that. Just prove you live on the street and not with your parents.
Yeah.
If you live on the street and you're by yourself, you can vote.
You got a cell phone? Is it in your name?
Yeah. I have a lot
of them aren't.
My boys aren't, because it's way fucking cheaper for them to be on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, Mr. Independent over there in the corner.
I'm still on my dad's plan because of that. It is drastically cheaper.
Really?
Yeah.
My boy who was
you're a homeowner.
My boy who was in the Coast Guard. But you get that family plan, right? My boy who was in the Coast Guard, he came home and he wanted a new iPhone, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, let's switch the plan over to your name, you know, because you're out of my house or whatever. It was going to be like $150 more for him to have his own plan than just to leave him on my plan and him pay me.
Oh, fuck all that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's dumb.
That's why whenever I go grab lunch or something with my dad, I'm like, I got it. Like, lunch is on me. Because he's never been like, you need to get off my, because he's like, no, like I know how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
You're good. Like, but
yeah, must be nice to have parents. I'm over here like Harry Potter and shit with no fucking mom or dad.
I had good parents, right? I had a good parent.
Parents?
But when I you left, parents? When I left, I cut it all off. I'm like, nope, I am fucking done.
I remember
I'm paying all my own fucking bills.
Like, my mom died when I was 20. And my mom, cell phones weren't a thing for her, right? Like, she was still rocking a landline when I was there, right? And I remember talking to like my buddies, and I was like struggling like to make ends meet. You know, I mean, I was married.
Yeah.
And like, it was like me and my ex-wife and fucking, you know, we were having, you know, financial issues because I was a boot marine.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know,
I delivered pizzas.
I lived in the fucking, I worked at Blockbuster. Yeah. it was like shit. And I was talking to a buddy of mine about it. He's like, well, have you asked your parents for help? And I was just like, yeah, I don't have those, man. Like, I don't it must be fucking really nice.
Yeah.
To be like, mom, I need help. Can you help me out? Yeah. Or dad, bro, I need fucking help, man. Like, yeah, it must be cool. But I didn't have that. So I had to fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, as fucked up as this sounds and is kind of morbid, I think I'm better because they died. You know, like, I think I'm a little bit more independent now because I was forced to be. I was forced to grow up fast.
My mom told me no.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I asked for help a couple times, and she's like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. You know?
Yeah.
And then she did help me. I started a business, and she co-signed for a loan.
Yeah.
Right? She didn't give me money. She co-signed for a loan because I couldn't get any goddamn loan.
Yeah.
And once I paid the loan off, I gave her a really cool John Wayne 30 like lever action rifle commemorative because she's into John Wayne.
That's cool.
You know, like, thanks. You know, you helped me out. You got me started.
Yeah.
You know, and all she did was co-sign.
Ever tell you my granddad knew the Duke?
Oh, yeah.
Knew John Wayne? Yeah. Fucking wild story, man. I was talking to my granddad about it, and he told me the story. He met him in Tucson, Arizona at a fucking Elks Lodge, right? John Wayne, lifelong member of the Elks Lodge, right?
Marion, what was his real name? Marion.
Marion something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Marion Robert Morrison.
Yeah.
Marion Morrison. Yeah.
Yeah. Which would have been a fine cowboy name for the time period. I don't know. But, you know,
I like John.
But John Wayne.
Yeah. But it's John Wayne. Right? Take shit off no one. But no. So we met him and he had a conversation with him one night. Right. Sat there drinking with him. Whatever. Da, 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 da. And then they parted ways. Met him one time.
Yeah.
Okay. Flash forward like 15 years later. My granddad's walking up the courthouse steps in San Diego. John Wayne is walking down the courthouse steps. Then he's like, "How you doing, Duke?" And he's like, "Walter, how you doing? How's you know?" It starts to ask him about the kids.
Wow.
It remembered every aspect of my granddad's life. And my granddad was like, "This guy fucking steel trap, man." Like, he did not.
I think Trump's like, the same way.
Just fucking remembers everything, man. And he was like, it blew his fucking mind. They sat there on the courthouse steps and talked for like another hour.
Nice.
And I guess John Wayne was like, "How's Charlotte doing with the kids? Mike pull out of that, da 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 da," and all that, like asking crazy about my dad and stuff. It's fucking wild, man.
That's,
like,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was one of the, it was a cool story.
Yeah. John Wayne was kind of a draft dodger.
He was.
Which is funny when he played in the Green Beret movie, I thought.
Yeah.
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 We got a good song out of it, though.
I have a question for you guys. Have you guys seen the trend where women are finding out about Selective Service and people are recording them because they don't know about Selective Service?
Really?
Yeah. They don't know that. Yeah, we got to sign up.
So happy 18th birthday.
Wait, when did that happen?
It's happening now. It's going on now. Have you seen this, Justin?
No. The women had to sign up for Selective
Service. No, they don't. They don't.
They don't.
It's them going to like their boyfriend and being like, "Do you know what Selective Service is?" And they're like, "Yeah." Like, yeah. I had to sign up for it.
You had to go down to the courthouse when I was 18 and do it.
Mm-hmm. I came across some really cool TikToks.
Which I didn't have to because I joined at 17.
I did anyway.
Well, so they called me. It was funny. I was on recruiter's assistance as a fucking corporal in Farmington, New Mexico. I was on RA.
Yeah.
And like, I'd already been in for a couple years. I was like 19. Yeah. And they call me and they fucking were like threatening me. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, "You guys don't do a lot of research, do you?" And they're like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "I'm an active duty corporal in the Marine Corps, man." And they were like, "Oh, well, I'll just take you off the list and shut the hell up." And I was like, "Appreciate it. Yeah. Have a good day." He's like, "You too, corporal. Thank you for your service." And hung up. And I was like, "All right." But yeah, like they called me like threatening me.
And now you know what to do if they call.
They're clearly not checking. Yeah. What'd you have to do?
Because I joined 2 days after my 18th birthday. Mm. So I don't know how long it was afterwards, but I got that call too.
Yeah.
Then it was just like, I'm in the Army right now. And they're like, "Oh, just kidding. Disregard."
Yeah.
They weren't threatening me or anything. They were just like, "Hey, you forgot to do this." And I'm like, "Yeah, not really."
Like the guy started off as a dick.
Yeah.
And was like, "You could be subject to federal prosecution and da 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 da." And I was like, "Let me stop you there, Chief." Right. Before you get all aggro on me, I'm active duty in the Marines right now, man. I'm a corporal. And he's like, "Oh, well, disregard what I said, man."
You know what? I don't think Logan signed up for it. I probably need to have him go do it.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
I should prank call him. Oh, we'll prank call him.
He would know your voice.
Oh, I'll turn on the official Jarhead voice, bro. He won't know.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. We'll prank phone call him. And I'll be like, "You know, you're subject to federal pro." Like, I'll write a script. Fuck
it. Here, we'll just look it up.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll fuck with them. That'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old draft. Still have to sign up for it.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
I mean, I never even had to do it, so I don't even know what it entails.
How long has the Selective Service? Is that a World War II thing or a Vietnam?
I think it's post-Vietnam.
If required to register for Selective Service, failure to register is a felony punished by a fine of up to $250,000 and or 5 years imprisonment.
That's bananas.
Which has never been enforced, I'm sure.
Probably never.
Woodrow Wilson on May 18th, 1917, so created the Selective Service.
World War I then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because what do you do? I never had to do it. So
you go to the post office and you fill out a card. You drop it
like in the card. What do you write though? Like, do you pick the service that you want to?
No,
join?
Fuck no.
No, it's your contact info.
Yeah, it's your contact info. Are you 18?
No, because they were saying like you have to pick a service that you would go into if you were going to be drafted.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you get a choice.
Selective Service's mission is to register virtually all men residing in the United States. If a draft is ever needed, the process must be fair. And that fairness depends on having all eligible men register. In the event of a draft, for every man who fails to register, another man would be required to take his place in service to his country.
Hmm.
a man who fails to register Selective Service may be ineligible for opportunities that may be important to his future. He must register to be able to be eligible for state-funded student financial aid, federal employment, some state employment, security clearances for contractors, job training under the Workforce Innovation and Opportunities Act, and U.S. citizenship for immigrant men.
Wow. Huh. Well, there you go.
Maybe I should go and register. Just register as a 42-year-old man. Just go in there and be like,
I think you're in the system, bud.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I never had to do it.
And maybe Logan did it. Michelle might have been on it. I don't even know. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah, we'll fuck with him anyways.
Yeah.
Just tell him that there's a draft coming. Give him some inside baseball.
There you go.
Tell him there's a draft coming. I'm looking over your Selective Service, and it looks like it's incomplete.
According to law, a man must register with Selective Service within 30 days of his 18th birthday. Mm. Selective Service accepts late registrations up until a man reaches his 26th birthday.
Wow.
So you got 30 days to do it legally, but we'll give you 8 years in case you forgot.
That's fucking funny. And I wonder, I'd like to know the 26, percentage of dudes.
You have to be 32 to join, right?
What?
You have to be 32 to join? 35? What is it?
To join what?
The military.
It's like the latest?
Yeah.
39. Oh.
39?
39 now. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I would like to know the percentage of dudes who like went to like get like unemployment benefits and they were like, nope. You didn't register. They're like, fuck.
I bet that stat says 0%.
And then they got to run over to the fucking post office and register.
It's like everything else in the government, the agencies do not talk to each other.
Yeah.
But
that'd be interesting. I wonder if you could take it all back, like garnish wages until they fucking do it. Oh yeah. You got all this money. We're going to bring it back because you never fucking signed up.
Yeah.
Hmm. How does that work with like conscientious objectors and shit like that?
You still have to sign.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're, I mean, you can be a fat body that does fucking all the drugs, right? And they might not take you.
Well, see, Logan's fine. There were at least 20 indictments in federal court for violating the draft registration laws. The last one was in 1986. The stiffest sentence was for 2.5 years. Nobody served more than 6 months total, counting pretrial jail time.
In 1986.
Wow. That was the last one.
God, that's, I mean, that 2 years for not signing up. Like he must have like.
It's what, 30?
Surely they would have, years? They would have made the phone call. And he's like, no, fuck you. I'm not doing years. It.
Is that 38 years ago? 86? Yeah.
Fuck off.
I threatened USAA the other day.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a member for like 20 some fucking years. I'm like, don't you ever tell me that again.
Right. Right. I saw something that Dazed and Confused was made in 1993. Right.
Yeah.
Or based in there, but it was about us. It was about the class of 78 or whatever. If they made that today, it would be about the class of 2006.
Oh my God.
I was like, fuck.
I know.
Right before we started recording, I got a message from a listener, friend of ours, Dave. And his message said, based on the last episode, was, I grew up before video games. What do you think about that?
I think you're old as fuck, Dave.
Dave is the youngest old person I know.
Oh, yeah. We told you about Dave. Dave is the one he went to go in to get his
colonoscopy.
Couldn't think of the word. And he duct taped his asshole shut. So the doctor.
Well, the doctor was his buddy.
But
did he rip it?
I don't know.
I hope so. I hope his buddy was like, hey, you got a little. Oh, I got it.
Oh, that's in the way.
He just ripped it off.
Good God. I lost my butthole.
Oh, shit. Well, anyways, boys, I think this is a good time to end it. What do you think?
Sure. Okay. I was having fun. But
we can
quit.
Should I get the Rain-X or what?
Oh, yeah. I think.
Oh, the TV.
It's a good time to end it.
You know what we should do? Like, if you get the Rain-X, let's paint like mustaches on these guys behind us. Like mustaches and like in Rain-X, then well, they just have like all of a sudden it looks like, you know.
Oh, so it'll be a cool black and white with red, huh?
Yeah.
Abstract.
I like that.
Yeah. I bet you could sell it. Remember that dude who taped the banana peel to the fucking wall or whatever and like fucking sold it for whatever the fuck? That was insane. Yeah. Paint a wall red with your brain matter's got
to
be.
Yeah, it'd be hard to sell afterwards. But.
Well, for you.
For you. Yeah. Yeah, for you. You're not getting a dime, but, you know, just have a, have a, have a, have a, like a pre-nub, only a pre.
A post-nub?
Yeah. It's like a. A pre, I don't even know what you would call that.
I don't know. Yeah.
I guess your will.
Pre-mortem?
A pre-mortem?
Post-mortem.
No, a pre-mortem agreement.
A pre-mortem agreement? You're like, I'm going to murder myself. You're going to sell the fucking proceeds.
And you don't get any.
But 60%. You get 40%. 60% goes to my estate.
Yeah. So one more question before we end this.
Okay.
So I'm watching and listening to some veterans that refuse to use the word suicide. They call it sewer slide.
It's better. That's better than the unalive thing.
I think it's to trick the algorithms.
Is that all it is?
Yes.
Because that's really weird. A sewer slide sounds way worse than suicide to me.
Way worse.
Yeah. Like, I am not going down a sewer slide.
Dude, I mean, both of them end up the same way, but one of them is just more painful.
Yeah, right?
Well, the Unsubscribe podcast, which is an awesome podcast.
True.
They had to change. They couldn't say Deadpool. Because they were joking around about, like, one of us is going to go soon. Let's start the Deadpool or whatever. And they said it so much that YouTube was flagging them. So now, then they...
Started- they do a lot to actually make money on their podcast, which is a really weird concept to me.
Yeah. Like, it's...
Because we make nothing.
They have a lot more viewers.
just a couple.
Yeah. But yeah. It's wild. But the
hard work and dedication doesn't always get you places. Sometimes it's just having rich buddies.
I don't know if it's that. I think it's they're more business focused than we are. I think this is more recreation for us.
That's because that's their job.
Yeah.
Like that show is their job.
Well,
whereas you are a business owner. You're a business owner. He's a business owner.
Who the fuck are you?
The fucking shift to fly about.
All right. You know, like, let's end this.
Yeah.
Not like temporarily.
I'll raise my
glass. Let's end this temporarily.
I'll raise my glass before I set myself on fire.
So if we just line up like next to each other. So, I mean, I think this would happen. Like if we were trying to get that TV, then okay. We Rain-X'd it, but you put your hand over the other side and I shot through mine, it wouldn't get the TV. Depends. You're blocking it with your hand.
Depends on the caliber.
You're blocking it with your hand.
That's just still means, depends that's on the caliber.
It just means he won't hear it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he'll hear it anyways.
He could miss me. I wouldn't hear it.
You've never been missed, sir.
That's true.
Well, that's why I was saying you could line up next to me because it won't hit me. It'll point blank. It'll go around me.
Somehow it'll JFK around fucking... his head and just it's fucking
like the Matrix.
Yeah.
You just gotta be quick.
You know, fucking like that movie Wanted. Kill your guy over here.
Oh, I swear to God. Free Palestine.
All right. Like, share, subscribe, smash those buttons. I'll raise my glass. Thanks for being my freedom friends, boys. Cheers. Cheers. Tell your mom.
Tell your friends.
Your fucking mom's friends. Or whoever. Tell everybody. Next week, you won't have me. By the way, you guys will have Jazz back. Jazz is... He's a busy man. Actually, you guys aren't going to see me for like 3 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I got 2 weeks in RCPT.
Okay.
So.
All right.
It'll be a while. But, yeah. I'll be in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Next week.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Probably cold.
Yeah, probably.
It's March. or February still.
So. You get a chance. You got like a 50-50. If you get a nor'easter, it could be like 60. Who knows?
Yeah. I just really hope it doesn't. But and if you're in the San Antonio area, everybody, on March 8th, which is a Friday,
yeah,
at Back Unturned Brewery in San Antonio, I'm gonna be doing like a talk. I'm a guest speaker.
Sweet.
And great pizza at that place. If you've not been, go over there and get their fucking pizza. It's amazing.
We'll be in Fort Worth.
Oh, yeah, Underground.
Yeah,
nice.
The UG event and the Underground Cigar.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
sweet. Yeah. If you happen to be in the area, swing by Back Unturned Brewery downtown. It'll be a good time. I'm gonna go on there and do some motivational speaking. I guess won't really be like comedy. It'll be more like telling my story and things and such. I'm gonna talk people into beating their kids again.
Sweet,
that's my goal.
Yeah,
but otherwise, three little things, kids. Not hard to do. Pretty easy. John,
smoke on.
Drink on.
There he is. God damn it, kids. Freedom to fuck on. Later.